for the board meeting.
Sorry, can I get your name for the record?
Yeah, Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Bruton, B-R-U-T-O-N.
Thank you.
We'll discuss that in a little later. I didn't hear any discussion on the minutes. Did everybody get to read them? If there's a...
Unless somebody's got some changes or something, I'd make a motion to accept them as is.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the October minutes for the East Joab Water Conservancy District as written. We have a second.
I'll say.
Okay, motion to approve in a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion approves. It's approved. Let's see, it's the 17th.
Yep.
Okay.
Back down to
Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay. Accounts payable that we have here. Is Barbara's salary $445 and reimbursements for QuickBooks $232. Joab County Clerk, yearly rental of the boardroom $3,000, and the November salary for Barbara. We have any discussion on the bills as presented?
I have a question about your salary. Wasn't it at $450 before?
It was. I'm just going to start in January, if that's okay.
Okay, because I thought we approved it.
You did. Okay. You did. Thank you. Yeah. I was just going to start in January.
Can you teach my wife that lesson?
Sure.
Can I employ you at K Enterprise? My salary in peace.
Well, I know we talked about it. Huh?
We did.
I don't think we changed that for you.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
We didn't talk about that. I think you did mention that you wanted to start the first year.
Which I kind of got a year under my belt and felt like I was a little more comfortable with all aspects and everything. So.
Anyway, do you guys want to look at the bills, or is that good enough? If it's good enough, I'll entertain a motion to approve the bills as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the bills for the months of November and December as presented? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Kevin, did you get your name on the account yet? Yeah.
I think I am.
Can you sign?
You're all good to go.
Check out,
yes. You can sign checks. I'll let you guys do that.
There should be four there. You can take that top paper clip off, and then they should all still be put together. Should be four.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, thank you.
Hey, man.
How are you?
You got one of them to sign for me, too?
We do.
Can I put zeros at the end?
There was about seven or eight, and we decided we needed to erase some.
And I'm gonna show under his, right?
Yep, yep.
I try to do that, and they just tell me I can only put them at the front end.
Mine's got a little dash it.
Negative.
Oh, heck. Well, this will be my last one.
That is right.
You're here to celebrate, aren't you? Yeah, I'm gonna do a little jig as I go out. Rub it in a little, rub it in. It's one of those mixed feelings, you know. I'm happy that I'm not. Okay, did all the checks get signed in?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's move forward with our budget hearing. There's an amendment for the year 2025. We need to have a motion to open this hearing. Probably do. So I will entertain a motion to open the budget hearing for amendment of 2025 on the budget hearing amendment. They want a motion to open.
I'll make that motion to open the budget hearing.
And a second?
One second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries, the budget hearing is open. Officially. And it looks like, according to these notes here that you have prepared, Barbara, the general fund, the next capital projects fund for the calendar year 2025 is outlined and summarized in the attached exhibit R. The East Yab Water Conservancy District budget for 2025 income revenue, property tax revenue received was $24,607.03, less than expected. Do you recall what was expected, Barbara?
So if you look at the in your stack of papers, there was an analysis, and it has what we budgeted, what actually happened, and then the difference. It should be under the, maybe under
so
the ones.
20?
Yes.
Okay, this is for 2026. Would that have been?
No. No, there's another one. It looks like this. It's an analysis. It should be there in your stack.
Okay,
there you go.
Here it is. All right. Now we're going on. Okay. So it's $24,607 less than expected. The interest income received was $5,331.25, less than expected. And the interest was supposed to be $74,000. Okay. Debt service was canceled due to the retirement of the loan for the East Yab Water Efficiency Project, as stated in the new MOA with Central Utah Water Conservancy District, and that was the loan that Central Utah helped pay off for the bonding
water efficiency project,
for Nephi Irrigation Company's project, right? Yeah, okay. Expenses, computer software costs were $2,832, more than budgeted, with the increase of QuickBooks Online subscription costs increasing from an introductory cost to regular costs. Okay. And the water project cost was only $29,023. Total budgeted amount was $100,000. So we saved considerably there, didn't we? So, we, I guess, would need to entertain a motion to amend the results of the year 2025's budget. This is a 2025 budget amendment resolution to make those changes. I will call for a motion to approve that unless there's discussion, further discussion on those items.
Is that just changing the number from the estimate to the actual?
Yes.
Is that the purpose?
Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of the amendment. So. Would you guys like to look over those?
They all have a copy as well.
All have a copy. Okay. Is there any further discussion? I'll entertain a motion to approve the amendment.
I'll make a motion that we approve as they are presented to us.
Okay. We have one motion to approve. We have a second.
Now I can second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to approve carries. Okay, you've got my full name on here. Do I need to sign it that way or just Jader?
I remembered after I did it, so on the next one I think I got it correct. I just put Jay. So however you want to sign it is just great. And I will remember to do just Jay next time. I apologize on that one.
All right. There's the approved amendment.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have a motion to close the budget hearing for 2025? All we need is just a motion.
I'll make that motion to close this hearing.
Okay, and then we will also entertain a motion to open the proposed budget hearing for 2026. Board members?
I can make that motion to open.
There you go, sorry.
Another hearing.
Set the example. A second?
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Carries. Proposed budget hearing is open. I suppose you guys have all got a copy of this proposed budget on your desk as well, right? Okay. I'll just compare this with last year.
Bob, where do we have the interest income coming from?
Interest income.
The funds that we have. PTIF funds, aren't they?
So PTIF and then bank interest that we get from checking. So we have a large amount of money in the PTIF account.
And they just pay us.
It fluctuates. The interest rate fluctuates up and down. So that's why it's down a little bit because it was, yeah.
Okay, the property taxes are projected to be about the same as they were last year, $220,000. Their interest, $74,000. Total revenue, $294,000. Expenses are projected to be $100,000 for water projects again. Unless you guys feel like you want to reduce it, or
I don't think you got to worry about that. We're not going to have any water.
He just prayed for it. Did you hear the prayer?
Any water that they're gonna have to worry about fixing anything up with.
Professional services, 7,000. We kind of was gonna use some professional services to help with a few projects last year, and I don't think we ever really did use any of those, did we?
Didn't.
Those funds.
That was 2,000 the year before.
Is that 2,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we'll probably use them this year, though. I'm expecting. In fact, 7,000 may not be sufficient. What do you think? I don't know what the projected costs would be to retain an engineer, probably one that you guys have already got retained and already are up to speed on some of the projects that ideas that we're probably wanting to study, which would help streamline some efficiency into maybe some engineering costs that we will incur, I hope. But I don't know what the projected cost of a feasibility study would be. Do you have any idea, or are you prepared to address that?
We've got some numbers from the lawyer's going to be presenting after this, but the scope information that you sent, scope that we've been working on, and those are for overall. The question is how those will be split between all the partner entities, because it definitely shouldn't all be East UAB. Good chunk of it will be Central Utah, but then also potentially cities and counties should also be involved. So a lot of caveats I was going to get into later, that with lots of contingency, just because they didn't know what sort of things, upwards of, like, so estimate that was put together for us was $625,000 for this water supply plan study for the county here. That includes some land use planning that would have some specialists that are not engineers, but land use planners, also some economic experts on some of the economic analysis. I only have one copy of this. So some portion of that, what is the equitable portion for East UAB, is something that we'll have to figure out.
Now, is that, that's a total amount prior to CUP coming in and paying part of that? Or
no,
that,
this would
that's
be...
Ours.
No, this would be, we pay some of that. That's the total cost.
Okay.
We haven't split it up saying who's responsible for what.
Right.
So.
And that's just the expense of the study.
So that's a study that gets us to the point of we know where the water will be going, who will be taking it, how it's going to be contracted, some more information about how the land use, or we're forecasting the land to be used in the future, so we know how to balance what is new uses, what's existing. And trying to give us a 40-50-year roadmap for all of this as partners together on how to do this the right way. So, and that's, not any of the costs of actually putting the pipe in, but just getting.
You only have one copy of this.
I do. I can definitely leave it.
Can I take another one?
You can take pictures. I feel like I need to write draft on there. But this is just like, we had a consultant kind of look at if this was the scope, how much, but there's some things like $120,000 there of contingency for when you guys come back with more questions that you didn't start with.
Let's that's a 30% contingency?
Yeah, so $500,000, maybe more, the grand total that we're all in, all of us together. And like I said.
And if we don't come back with any contingency evaluations, it could be potentially reduced by 30%.
And even some of these other ones, they had some doubled one from what they did normally, just because they didn't. There's a lot of unknowns.
Yeah.
So Utah County, we're doing a couple similar right now in parallel, and that north end of Utah County, it's 12 cities working together and the district and splitting it up among all of us. South Utah County is similar with the Mountain Eagle Water Agency. We're splitting it up among all the South Utah counties. And then the district pays the balance.
So. cost about.
Do you guys want to look at that?
It is.
Yeah.
That one, like the one in North Utah County, we're getting estimates around $1 million right now, but that's for a lot more people.
Yeah.
So. And that one, we are actually dividing it among the city individual costs that they're contributing is based on populations. So smaller cities pay less, bigger ones pay a little bit more.
Would you have any idea typically what UF County would be on the hook for percentage wise?
I don't.
Any ballpark?
I mean, I could say at the very least, I anticipate Central Utah to pay for at least half of this whole thing. UCLA's not the one that's causing all the development, so my gut instinct is you guys should negotiate based on population, a healthy amount, but not something that's going to cripple you or breathe over your shoulder.
Yeah. Usually with CVP, we do about a 90-10 split.
I can go back to our executive and look at that. I don't get to make that decision. My gut instinct is it was the cost.
That's why Kevin's on this board.
Honestly, it's one of those things. If it were up to me, I would say some of these other places, a city of, 60,000 is paying like 20,000 into one of these studies. That seems, East Juab County is less than that, so why can she? Seems equitable to go pretty consistent, so negotiate hard with us.
I put that down in the middle.
Maybe don't say that came from me or from you. You already contributed 50,000 to the plan formulation project that got us to this point. You've been great partners. We want to continue and not be a burden on you. This is my view.
Well, we'd like to hear that. What do you think, member board members? 7,000 professional services sufficient, or do you think we're going to have to increase it a little?
You're gonna have to increase it a lot.
That's my gut feeling. What are we proposing? You think?
I mean, you can always budget high and hope that you don't need that. But based on those kind of numbers.
And now you're starting to sound like government. Budget high and
we'll be realistic. But with those kind of numbers, even at 300,000, which is half, if they pick up half.
Yeah, I figured taking the 30% off. I'm not necessarily in favor of that.
Well, I think a lot of those questions, those are the ones that I think county and cities would be asking, that the district would be asking, that would push them more. So,
which would put us down, 50% would put us down 200. But that would be shared if they fund 50% of it.
I won't go back and say what you guys budgeted when it comes to negotiations.
Well, the contingency, not yet, is only 120.
Yeah. Which is 30% of the 600. 30% of the 600.
Recommend.
So if you drop that off, you'd be down around 400 and something.
480.
And then. Yeah. Divide that by 2 if they fund 50% of it.
I mean, we will be at least 50%.
I'm guessing you'll probably be more than that substantially.
I can comfortably say at least 50, because that at least is doing a lot of work there.
Round it to half a million or 250 each. Realistically.
Part of that. Probably would be funded by the municipalities as well, maybe by the county, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's going to have to be for sure. But our portion is probably going to be, I would think, we'll have to help as much as we can, realistically, within means, right?
You got a number to put out?
You don't want my number.
Question from the unknown. let's say that you throw a number and it's under, how do you proceed? Do you just go back in and open?
We'll have to amend our budget, and we can do that in any time during the year if we need to do that.
I will say,
if we shoot too high, then perhaps that provides some unrealistic optimism for CUP to not fund as much as they might normally do.
Well, I was just going to say,
now, you're not supposed to hear that.
I know. Plan formulation, that one, we didn't say it was going to be some percentage split. It was just East Juab was 50,000 and the district, Central Utah, was going to be the rest. We ended up in Juab County.
When you consider the district,
I will slip up and say the district and we're both districts.
Revenue potential is based upon the tax-paying entities in the entire district, which constitutes all of Utah County, part of Salt Lake.
All of Salt Lake, all are part of seven counties. So Salt Lake and Utah are the big ones, but then also Wasatch, part of Summit, Duchesne, Uinta, and East Juab.
Juab is a very minor player when you consider the revenue streams from that basis. So I would suggest that it'll be way more than 50%. You know, if you base it on that kind of basis, it'd probably be more like maybe 10% down here.
That's
what I'm going to guess. 10% of the 600. So throw out a number. Does that kind of narrow it down just a little bit? No, and we can make amendments as we go forward.
I was just going to say, with precedent in North Utah County and before here in plan formulation, we don't say you get whatever percent of the final number. It's just you commit to a certain amount, and then we will pay the rest, even if it's open.
So for conversation purposes, I'll throw out 100. Where does it go from there?
Well, I think you're way high, Tyler.
Okay.
For conversation purposes.
No, hey, that. Myself. Before we're going in a direction now.
Myself.
So, until you made those comments, I was with Tyler.
Yeah. But now that I make those comments, what we're going to.
I think you probably cut that in half. I mean, just.
Well, I think
realistically, it would be great.
Where are you at, Lynn? What do you think?
I think around 60,000. I look at the money that we take in, 220,000, and interest money, we're close to $300,000. And so we'll take, if you just went 10%, that would be 30 this year, 30 next year, and then you've still got 3 or 4 years before this thing is going to be delivered. And the contracts then are going to have to be distributed between the municipalities and the county and other folks. And so there's going to be some more money that I think is going to come in. So I'm more inclined for 60,000 on that.
When typically do we, when typically are we called upon to pay the engineers? After retaining.
So they would invoice us on a monthly basis. But when we invoice you for your portion, could be flexible based on what's best for you.
Okay.
Either lump sum or
now
a
this,
piece at a time.
This figure here contemplates the whole study, and that study may actually extend for a period of time of how long?
We're hoping this one will be about 1 year.
1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall how much we helped?